The flu season has arrived in North Carolina. State health officials say they are seeing more cases of influenza now than they did the same time last year. Dr. Ward Robinson is the medical director of the Guilford County Department of Public Health. He says many of the people who have gotten sick from the influenza virus did not get vaccinated.
The state has cultured multiple specimens of flu from sick folks and is reporting H3N2, which is the strain of influenza A. Although there hasn't been any reports yet of how well it matches the vaccine, the anticipation is that this strain of flu is well matched with the vaccine.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 36,000 people die each year from the flu. The CDC says about 46% of North Carolinians were immunized against flu last year, and 9 people died in the state. Last week, state health officials confirmed 2 adults in Forsyth County died from influenza. Older people, young children, pregnant women, and those with certain chronic health conditions are at higher risk. Robinson says he recommends a flu vaccine for anyone older than 6 months.
This is a selfless act. We need to stop thinking of the vaccine as something that protects us and more as something that we do to protect our loved ones and the people that are around us. The individuals who recently tragically died of influenza got it from someone else. So had that someone else actually gotten the influenza vaccine and been protected, those people who died would have never gotten the virus.
Most health insurance plans cover a flu vaccine. Currently, the Forsyth County Health Department is offering the flu vaccine for free. Robinson says he recommends people get vaccinated as soon as possible, since it could take a few weeks after getting it for the immunity to kick in. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.